Howdy, folks. They say if you invent a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. Of course, don't forget to have a little cheese on hand for the guest of honor. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is Just Entertainment. And right off today, I want to answer some remarks by the Paris designer Schiaparelli. I can't pronounce Schiaparelli very well, so I'll just use her first name, Elsa. Elsa takes a pot shot at American men, says we're lazy and sloppy dressers. According to Elsa, we men won't take the trouble to dress up anymore. That proves right there she's never seen the Just Entertainment group in full regalia. Stick in your shirt there, Jack Halloran. I'm talking about you now. Another complaint that Elsa has is that men don't bother to pack a dinner jacket. I usually pack mine. I pack it too tight. That's the trouble. Well, a smart traveler like me will never let a little thing like a dinner jacket knock him out of a freeloading dinner, I always say. Something else I always say is that double mint chewing gum gives you satisfaction in full measure. Yeah, you'll like sinking your teeth into the smooth goodness and chewing away for as long as you want. It's wholesome, long-lasting enjoyment, and wonderful satisfaction, believe me. You try it. Smooth, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. Well, what's the Halloran's contribution today, Jack?
Pack up your troubles.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the start. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Of worrying, it never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
Now there's a tune I'm familiar with. I read a story the other day about an iron worker. He was nonchalantly working on a skyscraper way up there, and when he came down, a man that had been watching him said, I was amazed at how calm you were up there. How did you happen to go to work on a job like this? And the iron worker said, well, I used to drive a school bus, but my nerves gave out. Now, that story loses something in the telling. I think it's the audience. I don't know. But I'll bet that fellow chews double mint, though. I see a lot of people chewing double mint gum while they work. Convenience has a lot to do with it, you know. Chewing delicious double mint, it can't possibly interfere with busy hands. And it's a real lift on the job, too. Cool, clean, double mint keeps you bright and refreshed. Somehow things go easier and faster. You enjoy it at your work. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Yes, sir. Something you can enjoy right this second is Marion Morgan singing. And what's it going to be, Marion?
Alice Blue Gown.
In my sweet little Alice Blue Gown, when I first wandered down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye. But in every shop window I'd primp passing by. Then in manner of fashion I'd frown, and the world seemed to smile all around. Till it wilted, I wore it. I'll always adore it, my sweet little Alice Blue Gown. Till it wilted, I wore it. I'll always adore it, my sweet little
That's still a mighty beautiful song, isn't it? You know, a lot of post offices now have mailboxes just outside the building along the curb there, where you can stay in your car and lean out and mail a letter. But some of the women folks, they're complaining. They say, and in sliding across the front seat of the car and stretching their arms out to deposit the letter, well, certain things happen, like split seams. And another result has been, if you'll excuse the expression, creeping girdles, I say. Well, the American woman has come to a pretty pass when she can't mail a letter and hold herself together at the same time. I have nothing more to say on that subject. But in case you could use a little lift about now, let me recommend delicious, refreshing double mint chewing gum. Yeah, that cool, clean double mint flavor perks you up as fresh as a daisy, you know. Helps you feel bright and cheerful. So sunny up with double mint right away, And while you're doing it, maybe the Buttram Symphony Group can add to your enjoyment. Hey, what do you suggest here, Frank?
We're going to play Tippy Tippy Tin.
Frank, you held most of the fellows under pretty good control on that number, I think. You know, educators nowadays have special terms for everything, seems like. You know what they call a consumer durable? That's your child. Yeah, what they mean is that your youngster's an investment that costs more than he returns to you as a parent. The way this educator figures it, about the only thing on the credit side for the parents is the pleasure of having children around the house. Oh, and he's got a term for that, too. It's psychic income. Well, we finally got out of the red there, seems like. I tell you, I'm perfectly satisfied with the psychic income we get from our little consumer durable, Carrie. But right now, it's Buttram bonus time. Well, today's Buttram bonus will be me singing. Of course, with the help of the Halloran Quartet and the Buttram Symphony Group. Now, I don't know what their plans are, but I'm going to sing These Will Be the Good Old Days.
Wonderful days
will be the good old days.
Wonderful days
20 years from now
will be the good old days.
The
wonderful days
will be the good old days, the ones we're living now.
Wonderful days.
There'll be sighs and laughs at photographs we've cherished through the year.
Wonderful days
as we reminisce with loved ones who shared our smiles and tears.
Shared our smiles and tears.
The
favorite song
will be the good old song.
Sing them again
20 years from now.
20 years from now.
Song,
beautiful song,
that bring us memories will always live somehow.
Sweet Adeline,
we'll make the most of every day
and stop your crying.
Keep smiling, come what may.
There's no denying,
for these
wonderful days will be the good old days 20 years from now.
Wonderful days. We're sure to be saying they're wonderful days when we're 20 years older than we are today. Wonderful days. It's funny, we're always complaining, and then when they're over, we wish we could live them again. Make the most of every day
and stop your crying.
Keep smiling, come what may.
There's no denying,
for these
wonderful days will be the good old days 20 years from now. 20 years from now.
Well, that about winds it up today. We'll be back tomorrow. Meantime, you chew healthful double mint gum after every meal and wear a double mint smile. That's a smile that shows clean, attractive teeth, you know. And chewing delicious double mint after every meal, that helps you do the job. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the couple that still enjoys having breakfast together has a right to figure their marriage is a success, I think. Goodbye now.